Everything you want is on the other side of what's scaring the hell out of you.
Welcome to Made Us. I am your host, Zach Weaver. I can't thank you guys enough for continuing to listen to this show and continuing to support Made Us. With it being the holiday season and the year coming to a close, I thought it was a great time to recap all the advice that our guests have given us so far. As I sit here talking to you and putting this together, this is episode 19 of Made Us, and it's been an incredible journey, and I cannot wait to see what 2019 has in store. So I really want to thank all of you for enjoying this ride with me. The highs and the lows, all the emotion and all the laughter. Without you guys, this wouldn't be possible. And I've said it a bunch of times, and I'll say it one more time to close out 2018. If you like what you've been hearing on Made Us, go onto your favorite podcast app, hit that subscribe button. If you listen in Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rate and review, and make sure you share the show with a friend. Sharing the show with a friend really helps these stories grow, and really helps Made Us become something bigger. So far on Made Us, we've had some amazing guests and incredible stories. So I hope everybody's had an amazing holiday season, and I'm looking forward to hearing what everybody's doing for the new year. So with that being said, one of the reasons I wanted to put together today's episode is to give me a chance to really go back and listen to all these words of advice and encouragement. I'm really looking forward to taking each piece of advice that these guests have given me and putting it together and putting it to good use in 2019, and I hope you plan on doing the same. On a closing note, anybody that's dealing with cancer, what do you have to say to them?
Keep your head up. When you feel good, do what you love to do. And when you're feeling down, try to just do a little. Whether it's, there was times where it was hard for me to get off the couch, but I'd get off the couch, walk to the kitchen, put one dish in the dishwasher, and get myself a glass of water just so I can say I did something. Because I always felt, you know, the only way I'm going to beat this is it's trying to keep me down. But I'm going to keep moving. And there were times I just got in the car and drove around because I can do it.
That's awesome, man. Dave, if you had one thing to tell anybody, you know, as far as the guy or girl that's sitting at their desk right now, listening to this, kind of bummed out, what would you tell them to do?
Two things. Don't wait. Do what you want to do now, but also look before you leap, you know, because I've run into some challenges myself. And, you know, I anyone who asked me for advice, I try to, you know, tell to them straight, like, you know, it's not all, you know, roses and hanging out with the dog. Like, there is challenges for sure. Like, you know, it's not a good financial move to do what I did. You know, I'm betting on the long game here that I'm going to be able to, I don't know, like make a bigger life and a bigger business than if I had stayed in my job. You know, like it's a gamble for sure. So make sure you're aware that it is a gamble. But, you know, if you can't just shirk off all your responsibilities and run naked in the woods like I did, then try to figure out how to do it on like a micro scale, you know, and maybe that's, you know, a part-time job. You know, maybe you quit your corporate job and you go work at Starbucks and like 2 days a week, you go and play in the woods or do whatever it is you want to do, but seek out other opportunities for fulfillment than material things.
No, it's awesome, man. Brandon, we're going to kind of wrap it up here.
Okay.
If you had...
Are you ending the Brandon show? Don't you know I don't think that this is allowed?
We can go another 2 hours. I know. If you had something to say to somebody right now, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that no matter what, you have to let things happen for you and not to you.
That's awesome.
So whatever your situation is, you can get through it and you can dominate and kick ass. Everybody has a Brandon inside of them.
That's awesome.
Let her out.
That's awesome. What a way to end that. Well, Glenn, let's start wrapping things up here.
All right. Sounds good.
If you had one thing to tell anybody about what they should do with their life or how to move forward, what would it be?
Stop talking, start doing.
That's awesome. Nicole, if there's one thing you wanted to say to anybody that would help them through something like this, what would you tell them?
Oh gosh, I have one thing, just one?
Just anything you'd want to say to somebody to help them through this.
Fucking find help. Like, yeah. Don't give a shit what anybody thinks. Like, the stigma around, like, oh, you're seeing a therapist? Like, oh, like, you're crazy. Like, she's, like, whispering about it. Like, who fucking cares? Like, everyone has their own shit going on.
Absolutely.
And there's nobody in this world that's perfect. And if they seem like they are, if they act like they are, they're not. They're just really good at hiding it. And I can tell you right now, they're fucking miserable. Like, be authentically yourself and own it. There's nothing wrong with you. And if you like you, I can't stress enough how important it is for you to like yourself. It doesn't matter what anybody else says about you or what anybody else thinks about you, because at the end of the day, it's none of your goddamn business. What anybody says about you or what anybody thinks about you, it's none of your business.
Yep, you're 100% right.
Yeah. And that's something that I still struggle with, but at the same time, it's so true. Like, I don't care what somebody thinks about me, because I learned something a long time ago that there's literally every single person in this world has a different opinion about you.
Yep.
So your opinion about me is so different than what my husband's opinion about me is. And same goes for my sister. So, I mean, as long as you like you and your opinion about you is legit, like, at the end of the day, if you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I tried, I feel like that's all that matters. And that's something that so many people need to get to, that it's just, because the sooner people get there with themselves, I think the nicer, like, everyone's all like self-love and love each other and blah, blah, blah. It's like literally, like, I understand, like, that hippie movement, but there's so much more to it.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much more, like, yeah, this, all this crap that's going on in the world will eventually stop if people can just tolerate themselves first.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. And I know what you're saying with the self-love and the self. I think the one that I like to say is self-confidence.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
have,
yeah.
If you have confidence in yourself, mm-hmm. that goes a long way.
There's a, you know, it's a quote I heard a long time ago as far as, like, being self-confident is walking into a room and wondering, oh, I can't remember exactly what it said. Just like, you know, I wonder what people will think about me. And being confident is when you walk into a room and say, I wonder what I'll think about these people.
Yeah.
Because you just don't think of it like that, you know? So I don't know. Yeah. It's more or less just fucking just keep moving forward. Find the help that you need. Don't be ashamed of it. And keep fighting for yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you.
That's awesome. Thank you for being so powerful today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
If you had something to tell anybody out here listening to motivate them, what would it be?
Honestly, it would just be, if you're going to do something, fucking do it. Don't plan it. Don't say, I'm going to do it now, I'm going to do it then, I'm going to do it at this particular time. Just do it. Right that second, right then and there. Ball to the wall. If you got a goal, get to that goal as fast as possible.
So if you had any words of encouragement for someone kind of going through some of this, what would you have to tell them?
There's always a way. You know, there's kids out there that need parents. It's not easy, and it might not be where you first look or where you second look, but you can make it happen. And then, you know, also miracles do happen. Hannah certainly is our miracle child. I mean, the other two are a direct result of something we did. Hannah was just truly something that should have never happened. And here she is. So,
and that's awesome.
Yeah. It's so, you know, just keep looking and pray for that miracle, because it happens sometimes. So.
Yep, it sure does. And you're living proof of that.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Maddox, if you had anything to tell anybody, what would it be?
I have no idea.
Okay, you have no idea. That is a great answer. Let's try that again. If you had one thing you wanted to tell somebody to make their day better, what would it be?
Used to make friends.
Just to make friends, you guess? That's a great thing to end on. Thank you for joining me today, Maddox. It's been fun. If you had anything that you'd want to tell somebody, some advice to give somebody, what would it be?
Oh, God.
I mean, I know you talked about a lot of amazing things, a lot of inspirational things throughout this whole interview. There's a lot of great moments in here.
There are.
I felt like there were. There's definitely some moments I took to heart just sitting here listening to you talk about it. But if you had to tell somebody something, a way to help somebody or whatever it may be, something you've taken that you've learned from your past through this, what would it be?
It's stuff I've learned kind of recently. And again, another episode for another time, but you are in charge of your own destiny. And there are a lot of people who can affect that in a negative or positive way, but you get to choose the direction in most cases, and you have to be responsible for what happens. And you got to come into it with a mindset of growth. It can't be I'm going to let everything happen to me and I'm going to be a victim to it. That can't happen. No matter what kind of personality type you are, some people have to work harder than others to get past that kind of shitty mindset. But I learned a lot, again, very recently, that no matter what terrible things or great things people are dealt in lives, it's how they really deal with them and move forward, and then hopefully help others. That's really it. It's you just got to go through it with this mindset of, I'm going to grow from this. I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to do this. I'm responsible. I'm the only person who can deal with this. Let's do it. Let's just do it. That's it. That's all there is to it. Yeah. I didn't mean to make that rhyme.
It was good, though. It was good. And what a beautiful way to close out on that. A little Dr. Seuss there.
Yeah, thanks.
Cullen. I think you've really hit on some stuff here.
Yep.
To close out the show, I'm going to ask you the question I ask everybody.
All right.
If you had something to tell somebody right now to help them through whatever it may be, some struggles, what would you tell them?
Boy, this could be a long one. Live life to the fullest, man. Don't let shit get you down. Have as much fun as you possibly can and try your damnedest to live your life. I have three words that are very, very important to me that I think that if everybody took these three words and lived their life by these, the whole world would be a better place. And that's honesty, loyalty, and integrity. Be honest. Don't get me wrong. I don't do this all the time, but I fucking try my damnedest. Be honest with everybody and be honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself is hard.
It is hard.
That is very, very hard. Being honest with other people is hard, but being honest with yourself is way worse. Be loyal, man. Be loyal to anybody and everybody that, like, whether it be family or friends, be fucking loyal. I can't stand backstabbers, liars, cheaters, shit like that. I hate that. And then live life with integrity, man. If you ask somebody to define integrity, they'll kind of stumble, blah, 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 blah. And I heard somebody say, the easiest way to define integrity is doing the right thing when nobody else is looking.
That's awesome.
And again, I don't always live life honesty, loyalty, integrity, but I fucking try, man. So everybody do your best. Try and do that, man. Just remember those three words, honesty, loyalty, integrity, and try that.
So, Bob, this is something I ask everybody. So if you had anything, tell the listeners, if they're going through some struggles at work or struggles in their personal life, something that you've learned through this process, what would it be?
It's tough. I do know what I want to say is you have to believe in yourself. And I was lucky enough to be married to a woman that gave me the courage to believe in myself.
So, Matt, the way that I close out every show, and I'm sure you've heard by now if you listen, is I always ask for a piece of advice or, you know, a word of wisdom to give people. So if you had somebody going through some things, whether it's down the road kind of dealing with the death of a parent or just trying to find themselves, what would your advice be?
There's a couple different pieces of advice that will kind of all piece together to one. You never know what somebody's going through. You never know what somebody's going through. So always try to treat people with respect and treat them kind, because your conversation with them could be the difference between, honestly, life and death. And I know that's going real dark real quick, but somebody may be having the worst day ever and they're on their way to go home and do something that they're going to regret. And you simply holding the door for them walking into the door or out the door of the convenience store and saying, hey, there you go. And I'm saying, thanks. You're very welcome. Hey, how's it going? Or just small talk. Something as simple as that makes such a big difference.
Yeah.
Huge. And I know I got a little bit heavy on that one too, but another one, and I just heard it again today that kind of brought it back to the forefront, is people may not remember what you say. People may not remember what you do, but people remember how you make them feel. So make everybody feel good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So that's mine, and it's, I don't know, real close to my heart.
You have any word of advice to give anybody that's going through some struggles? You know, obviously you've been knocked down a few times. Everybody gets knocked down.
Yeah.
If you were to talk to one of your friends today that was going through some stuff, what would you tell them?
Everything you want is on the other side of what's scaring the hell out of you. No matter how scary it is, no matter how insane or crazy other people say it is, what you want is on the other side of that. So don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep pushing, man.
Dude, that's fucking incredible. I'm going to ask you the same question I ask everybody else to close out a show. If you had any advice to give anybody going through something, whether it's being really broken down by an outside source, kind of like you were, mm-hmm. or whatever it may be, going through a life-altering accident, whatever it may be, what advice would you give them?
This sounds super cliche. Just, again, be humble and be compassionate and kind. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, nowadays it's just everybody's angry. Everybody's got to be somewhere. Just a smile and check your pride when you walk out. You know, just try your best to be as humble as possible throughout the day. It's helped me a lot. It's helped me who I am. And, you know, every time we go anywhere with the kids, I'm like, be compassionate and kind. You know, you say thank yous and pleases and you're polite and you're opening doors and you're doing everything you possibly can to instill it now. Because at the end, dude, it's just your character is it's what really shines to other people, you know. And so that's, like, I guess, the best thing I could say.
That's a great place to end it, man.
Thanks, man.
Definitely do it again. For
that's
sure.
Awesome. Do you have any words of advice that you'd give to somebody that's wanting to go through this?
Yes, absolutely. So I hear people say a lot of times that I cannot do this. I cannot do foster care because I couldn't bear for the child to leave. And so, and you know, that's a real concern. You think about this child comes in your house, you get attached to this child,
yeah.
and now they have to leave at some point, most likely. I mean, there's a chance you might adopt them, possibly. I mean, but they might leave.
Yeah.
And so people say, I just couldn't do this. I just couldn't leave. You know, part of loving people is taking the risk and the chance to be hurt. Like, really, when the people say that, I can understand that and I can sort of respect what you're saying. But at the same time, like, these children, they just need a place to live. It's not about me. It's not about, like, my heart. It's about the child. That's why you do foster care. It's about providing that safe home until they... You know, they feel loved and they feel accepted. And if they go, you did your job. You gave them a loving place. So I remember one person said, my heart is just too big to do foster care because, you know, they thought their heart would break if they're child. So my heart is just too big and I care too much. And so I didn't say this to them at the time because I didn't want to offend them. But I was commenting to my friend later. I said, because your heart is too big and you care too much, there's a child sleeping on the Department of Human Services floor tonight because he has nowhere to go. So I would just say, if you've ever thought about this, or maybe you haven't thought about this, just take a chance. Like, reach out to some people who have done it and just find out more about it at least. At least look into it a little bit if you've ever thought about it. Don't just cop out and say, I just can't do it because if they leave, I'll feel bad.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
man, that was awesome. I will ask you the same thing I ask everybody else. If you had one piece of advice to leave a listener with, or somebody going through a struggle, somebody wanting to start a hustle, what would it be?
Well, I'm a big proponent of weighing out your options, certainly, but looking into your heart and figuring out what motivates you and figuring out what is important to you, and then weighing that against how you view your time here on this earth. So if you're debating something, doing something, if you're on the fence about something, if you knew that tomorrow was the last day, what would you do, right? Because it could be. You know, tomorrow is never promised. I think I've learned that in multiple times and ways in my life. I don't know if we have time for a tangent, but I'll tell you why I think that.
We got all the time in the world.
Last July, and again, I've always been kind of this way, but it's been maybe it's been about a year now, where I've really propelled my, or a year and a half now, I'm sorry, that where I've really kind of advanced this thinking about tomorrow's not promised, and this is not your practice life, so you should jump, you should take the chance, and the reason why that happened is because I just moved into a new house with my three children. It was 6 a.m. One random day in July, and my middle daughter, who's now 8, came into my bedroom, and she was complaining of a stomach ache.
Okay.
And I thought, well, okay, that's kind of weird. Well, okay, just come on, just lay down here by mama, because it's early, and I don't really feel like getting up right now. So she lays down by me, and she's still complaining, and then she gets up, and she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm going to get sick. So I take her in there, and right as she's, like, getting sick, I hear my baby, who is now 4, but she was, you know, 3 at the time. I hear her kind of getting sick in her bedroom. And I remember thinking to myself, what in the hell? What are the chances that both my girls are throwing up at the same time? That's so weird. So I said, all right, Sissy, you hang right here. I'm going to go in and see what's wrong with baby. So I go in there and she's just making these like guttural sounds.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, what in the hell? Well, as I'm like walking toward her, it feels like I can't get to her room. It's probably 10 feet away from where I'm. I just can't get there. It's like walking through molasses. And in my head, I think, fuck, there's something really wrong.
Yeah.
Like there is something really wrong. I don't know what it is, but I got to get these kids and I got to get the hell out of here. I get to her bed. Finally, feels like it takes me 5 minutes to get there. I pick her up and she's unconscious.
Whoa.
So I put her over my shoulder and now I'm like, I got to get these kids out of here. I go back to get my daughter who's in my bathroom. She is now face down on the bathroom floor, unconscious.
Holy cow.
So I didn't know what it was, but in my head, I just kept thinking, it's got to be carbon monoxide. It's got to be, you know? And so I pick her up. So I have one girl in each arm. They aren't the lightest. And I'm kind of walking out, and I got to get my son still because I have 3 children.
Yeah.
And so luckily, his room was kind of down the hallway a little bit. And so I yell at him, say, Sai, wake up. And luckily, he wakes up and he's like, what's going on, mom? What's going on? And he's freaking out a little bit. He's the oldest. He's 10. And I said, we got to get out of here. So I had the forethought to grab my phone and I get them down the stairs. Well, I'll never forget carrying my baby, my daughter, who's 8. I have to drag her down the stairs because I can't get them all down there. So I'm holding one. I'm dragging the other one by her arm down the stairs, unconscious. I drag them out of the house. I take them to the out to the driveway.
Yeah.
And I call 911. And we're just sitting out there at 6 a.m. My kids are in their jammies. Both of my girls aren't awake.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Freaking out. Called the ambulance. Talking with the 911 gal who luckily was trying to calm me down. But my middle daughter starts to kind of come to a little bit. My baby is still unconscious. So you can imagine your parent.
Yeah.
It was the longest 10 minutes of my life. She just wouldn't wake up. Like there was nothing I could do. I was crying. I was like trying to wake her up. As soon as I see the ambulance around my corner, she wakes up. She looks at me. She says, Mama. And then she closes her eyes. But I'm like, all right. Oh. That's all I needed though. I mean, she's awake. She woke up. She said my name. I get him into the ambulance. They hook him up to oxygen. The cool thing about carbon monoxide, I mean, there's really no cool thing, but the cool thing is if you can get oxygen in your system, it kind of pumps out.
Flushes it.
Yeah. It took us to the hospital. We spent the whole day there. They had high levels. My levels were like double theirs because my bedroom was right above the garage. And luckily, we all survived with no, I had really bad headaches for the next few days, but we survived without anything else. It could have been disastrous. Yeah, that had makes my daughter not come in.
That makes me absolutely sick to my stomach.
It was awful. Had my daughter not, we call her our little canary in the coal mine, because had she not come in, yeah, we would have all slept right through it and we would have never woken up. We learned a lot from that. I had to put myself out there because my car was in the garage.
Oh.
So as a mom, how do you admit that, yeah, right? No, I didn't know that it was. I didn't think that it was. I had one of those push-button cars, okay, which since then people have contacted me and said, oh, yeah, my car started in the garage too, like, yeah, that. But I don't know. I can't say for certain. You know, I was pretty sure I'd shut it off because I brought it in and they had their bikes out. Regardless, yeah, the car was fucking going. You know?
I have a auto start, remote start on my truck.
Yeah.
And it's really sensitive. Yeah. And I don't know how many times I've had, mm-hmm, people approach me and go, I think your truck's running.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can totally see how that can.
Well, and you have to, again, that comes from being authentic, right? Like,
yeah.
And I'm a pretty public person, and people asked me, like, how did that happen? And I, instead of like being defensive about it, I just decided I was going to swallow my pride and share my story and hope that other people could learn from it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I was very open and said, you know, I'm a pretty responsible person who loves my children. And even I, you know, it could have been disastrous. So yeah, to learn from that experience, now I got a totally different car that I have to turn with an actual key and it's loud as hell. So that would never happen again. But that moment, the levels in our house were so high that we probably shouldn't have been able to wake up. So that moment to me, not only throughout my life, I've always kind of lived like a, you know, you got to live this life. But that moment to me solidified that tomorrow wasn't promised. So I guess that's a long way of answering your question, which is to say, if there's something that your heart wants to do, if there's something that you want to follow, if there's some desire that you want to investigate or go down that path, what is holding you back? I mean, there's always a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
When there's a will, there's a way. Give it a shot. What's the worst that could happen? You fail? All right. Well, at least you did it. So now, to me, regret is way worse than failure.
Absolutely.
So I'd encourage people to do that. Sometimes it's baby steps. Sometimes a jump to one person is two stories. A jump to another person is two steps. It's all relative. But I think putting yourself out there is typically worth it.
Yeah. Whatever it is, make that, mm-hmm, jump. Yeah. Absolutely.
I talk a lot.
So I'm going to ask you the same thing I ask everybody to wrap this up.
Okay.
If you had one piece of advice to give somebody, whether it's becoming passionate about a career, whether it's helping these children, whatever it may be, what would your advice be?
One piece?
could be multiple pieces.
I think I have multiple. I don't know everything. I think my biggest piece, don't let anybody tell you what you care about isn't important. I think I've had a lot of that. And that only makes me more passionate. That only makes me want to prove them wrong. So that's a big thing that I would say. Never let anybody tell you that, you know, it's stupid or it's not going to make a difference, because it will make a difference. And, you know, I think that just always realizing that somebody out there has it worse than you. Like, I lay in bed at night and I pray every night and I, you know, always pray for people around me, above me, and that have problems. You know, we all have problems, so I pray for my family, but everybody in any circumstance has it worse than you, even at your lowest of lows. And for people to remember that, I think you can be really happy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
The stories that I share on Made Us will make you cry, will make you laugh, but most importantly, will inspire you. And that's what this whole show is about, putting one foot in front of the other and to keep moving forward. And no matter what you do, to keep on fighting. Once again, thank you guys for taking this ride with me, and I'll see you in 2019. So before we close out the night, Bob, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I think I've said a little more than I should have the last time. I can't take it.
That he lost it.
I know.
The worst part about this is I'm not laughing at what he was saying.